probably the most wicked practice of Día de los Muertos is this manner of communicating with the dead. You see, Día de los Muertos is a celebration where they literally believe that the spirits of their deceased loved ones come to visit the families on the 31st and depart on November 2nd. Well, they like to communicate with their deceased loved ones through these practices. Now, some may say, well, that sounds like a very sincere, you know, genuine desire to want to communicate with the dead loved ones. But the problem is that God actually widely condemns that within the Word of God. In fact, in Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verse 10, the Bible says, "There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer." So the Bible teaches us here that those who practice this matter of bringing up the dead to communicate with them, to talk with them, to bring up familiar family spirits, the Bible calls them witches. And in fact, in the Old Testament, those who were witches were put to death. You see, now in the United States, you'll see tons of people rearing up altars and making offerings to dead people so they can bring them back, etc. But you know what? In God's law, people like that would be put to death. Necromancers, the Bible says. And in fact, we have an example of this in the Word of God where King Saul, who had gotten away from God, went to a witch of Endor to bring up the spirit of Samuel to speak with him. And what happened? He was condemned, and in fact, him and his sons died the very next day for practicing this wicked thing. No person should ever be involved in this practice of necromancing or bringing up the dead to speak with them.